We're making it easier to listen to the Voice America Talk Radio Network live wherever you go on iPhone, BlackBerry, or Android. Download it from the Apple iTunes App Store, BlackBerry App World, or Android Market.
The following program is being brought to you on the Voice America Health and Wellness Channel. For more information about our network and to check our additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit voiceamericahealth.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live Internet talk radio. Visit voiceamerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the following program are strictly those of the host or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.
Vibrational medicine, along with alternative therapies, can mean total body wellness for you. This is Good Vibrations. Catch the wave to better health with Lynn Waldrop. Vibrational medicine encompasses many modalities: sound, color, light, magnets, and more. You'll learn how to use these proven concepts to stimulate muscles, organs, and bones to their natural state of resonance. Now, here's your host, Lynn Waldrop.
Welcome to Good Vibrations. This is your host, Lynn Waldrop. Today we have a very special guest, Gary Douglas. He's the founder of Access Consciousness. Gary has been doing this work for over 20 years, and the organization is just growing exponentially and expanding, and it's very exciting. I'm one of the people in that group that has helped to make it expand, and I enjoy every minute of it. So welcome, Gary Douglas.
Thank you, Lynn. It's good to talk to you. And by the way, just for your information, it's 25 years now.
Oh, my goodness. I'll make sure I update my notes. So what is Access Consciousness? What would you tell a person that's never heard of it before?
Well, first thing I'd say to them, it's the weirdest, wildest, wackiest thing you've ever done, and it works. And the second thing I'd say, it's a set of tools and techniques and creation of possibilities that you've always known, but nobody ever like explained to you, and nobody ever acknowledged was an awareness that you have always had. And it's like when you get to the point where you're willing to have the awareness of what you're aware of, it's like all of a sudden things start to change in your life.
So a lot of people ask me, what is consciousness? Can you give a definition?
Yeah. Consciousness includes everything and judges nothing. Consciousness includes everything and judges nothing. It's like there's been a whole lot of people talking about consciousness recently. And it's like, and I always ask, what's your definition of consciousness? And they don't actually have one. They just tell everybody, you should be conscious. Okay, that's nice. Now tell me how that works. And they can't. And it's like the one thing that I've had for the last 25 years is consciousness includes everything and judges nothing. If you're in judgment of nothing, you can receive everything. If you're in judgment of nothing, you can have anything. If you're in judgment of nothing, then you don't limit you or anybody else.
So what would you tell to the person that will tell you that's not even possible not to judge anything or not to come to a conclusion or expectation?
You're right, and I'm wrong. But I'm living that way, and, you know, it's like I'm having more fun than you are. Oh, yeah, and I'm having more money than you are, and I'm having more of a life than you are. And, no, I wouldn't tell them that part.
Well, that's one of the things that I love about it and that I was drawn to Access for. So many other modalities, and I've tried a bunch of them. They may have this tool that helps with money or that tool that helps with weight or this tool that helps with relationships, but Access Consciousness can help with all areas of your life. So can you give them a little bit of a taster of what that might look like for them?
Well, it's like, I mean, I've worked with people that, and it's like I had a lady who called me from New Zealand one time. And she goes, I have a melanoma on my leg, and I have to go in on Monday to have surgery done on it to see if it's metastasized. And I went, wait a minute. Today is Friday U.S. time, which means it's Saturday your time? And she goes, yeah. And I say, and I said, well, you expect me to handle this so that it's not there? What is it you want? She said, I want it to go away. I said, okay, let's see what we can do. And so I started asking the questions that I always ask of anybody. And it's like I ask, okay, so what do you love about creating this? And she goes, I don't. And I go, yeah, but you're creating it. So somewhere you must love to create it or you wouldn't be doing it. And she goes, she thinks for a second. She goes, oh, I love creating this because this gives me blah, blah, blah. And it's been so long ago, I don't remember what it was she said. But I kept asking her the question, what do you love about creating this? And finally, we got to some major reason that she had chosen to create this. And when she let that go, it's like everything cleared, quote unquote. It's like all of a sudden the energy became different. It changed. And whenever you have a fixed point of view about anything, the energy kind of gets solid and massy, for lack of a better word. And you feel like you can't change it. And it's the sense that you have no choice. And what I got to with her was where she had a sense of choice. So the next day she was in the shower, and while she was in the shower, it fell off. The melanoma that had been on her leg for three years fell off.
Wow.
And I went, wow, that's cool. About 6 months later, her ex-husband called me and he says, I want you to do what you did for my ex-wife for me. I said, okay, so what's your problem? He says, well, I'm going to go in for, triple bypass surgery. And I go, so what? You want your heart to fall out in the shower tomorrow? Luckily, he laughed. And because I don't take any of this seriously, basically. And so I worked on him, and I worked on him mostly about what his expectations were of the operation and all that kind of stuff. And he went in for bypass surgery, and it turned out he had quintuple bypass surgery. And he was a 76-year-old man who was ready to go home after 4 days. His recovery from the surgery was so rapid, the doctors were amazed. His wife of the time, which was his, and I guess you would call her his current wife, she said, no, you can't come home. I've got two small children. I don't want to take care of you too. And so she made him stay in the hospital for another week. But literally, it's like that quickly, within 4 days, he was ready to go home after surgery. So what's the difference between what makes something quick and easy and something that makes something hard? Our point of view.
And it's like one of the tools of act. Sorry. I'm sorry, I missed it, Gary. Go ahead.
I said, it's like the problem is that it's like your point of view creates your reality. Reality doesn't create your point of view.
And one of the things that I love is that teaching people that they are infinite beings and that they create everything, and you touched upon that. So can you talk a little bit more about that? You no longer feel like you're, the ball in the pinball machine that everybody's whacking around.
Well, the thing is, it's like I'd done, like you, I'd done hundreds of different spiritual pursuits, quote unquote. And it was always interesting because they always said, you're an infinite being and you can perceive and you can know and you can be. I kept going, something's missing in my world. And so I said, okay, if I'm an infinite being, how come my life is so effed up? And they go, well, it's like you're reflecting the badness in other people's universes. And I said, wait a minute, how did I become a reflection of somebody else? I'm me. How can, can I really be that messed up that everybody who shows up in my life is just a reflection of some badness in me? And I kept looking for it, and I kept finding, trying to figure out what the heck was going on. And finally I go, okay, so it feels like there's something blank there. You're an infinite being, and you can perceive, know, and be. I kept going, why does it always feel like I need to say something else? And finally I realized that, wait a minute, there's got to be some other point of view here. And I finally went, okay, so what else is there that I'm not getting? And I realized finally that it was receiving. You as an infinite being should be able to perceive, know, be, and receive. Now, since that time, it's changed everything in access and created this whole new possibility of things for everybody who comes to it. And, it's like, what if you, as an infinite being, had the capacity to perceive, know, be, and receive? It's like we keep acting like we can't receive, and we keep trying to think that somehow there's something wrong with us that we don't receive, rather than going, okay, so what else is possible here that we haven't even considered? And once again, then we're back to the basis of access, which is everything should be a question. If you function from question instead of from answer, new possibilities show up every friggin' day.
And I love that, because the universe always seems to give you more when you live in the question. If you actually come to a conclusion, you either don't get it or you only get what you asked for rather than something even greater.
Exactly. And that's one of the, you know, the greatest gifts that I got from the recognition that you had to do question. And when I first started doing this, I was channeling, quote unquote, and I would do these, you know, I'd do these channelings and they would go, okay, so now you got to be willing to perceive, know, and be. I go, okay, and what else are you going to say that you're not saying? And they kept saying you have to be in the question. So when I first started doing access, they said you need to do these points on the head, these things called the bars. And I, you know, would put my hand on somebody and start running the energy through their body, and I could feel nothing. I was like, okay, that's nice. What the heck is going on here? And so finally I'd ask a question, okay, so how does this feel to you? And they go, if you pull any harder, you're going to pull me right out of my body. Okay. And then I go down to their feet and I pull energy there, and they go, I go, how does this feel? And they go, if you pull any harder, you're going to pull me out of my body. I go, okay. Was I perceiving anything? No. It's like I could not tell the difference between body heat and energy when I first started. And it's like that's probably the greatest gift I have been given in my entire life, because it required me to question and ask people what they were getting, because really, that's all that counts. I mean, what do you know that if you actually acknowledge you know it, would change your reality and everybody else's?
And that's been a huge tool for me, is just acknowledging the talents and abilities that I already, you know, can see in myself that is working. And then that's kind of a platform that I can spring forward to more. But it's almost like we're taught to deny, okay, did I really perceive that? Did I really do that? And we're kind of taught to suppress that.
I think more than taught to suppress it, we're taught to doubt everything that we actually are capable of. It's like when you do something, you know, it's like I remember as a kid, I would get out of my body, walk across the ceiling, and go over to the door that was open 4 inches and listen at the door to hear the radio programs. You know, that dates me big time, by the way. Listen to the radio programs that were on the radio so that I could hear what my parents were listening to. And, you know, it's like, one morning, it's like I said something about what had happened on the Whistler. And my mother says, how do you know that? I said, well, I get out of my body at night and I walk across the ceiling and I go listen at the door. And she goes, you can't do that. That's just your imagination. I was never able to do it again. Because
I had
authority, my mother, and told me I couldn't do it.
I had a very similar experience too, flying above my bed as a child, and I told my mom, and I never was able to do it again.
Yeah, because they tell you, that's just your imagination. That can't be true. You can't possibly do that. You aren't that good. You can't, you know, okay, good. Is that true, or is that something else?
So talk a little bit more about the bars. You mentioned it slightly. What does it do for people, and how do you do it?
Well, there are 32 different points on the head that equal different subjects like money, control, creativity, healing, time and space, communication, sadness, joy. And it's like, you know, it's and body and sexuality and aging. These are all the considerations that we store from lifetime to lifetime to make real what doesn't necessarily have to be real. Now, you've been doing access long enough, Lynn. Have you seen people that are older change and get more decrepit?
Oh, yeah, but not in access.
Yeah, exactly. People in access don't get older. They just kind of stay the same age. They don't age like everybody else does. They don't function like everybody else does. And it's like their bodies and their being shift in ways that do not necessitate having their bodies fall apart. Really strange.
So with the bars, you're getting rid of the electromagnetic discharge of all these thoughts, feelings, and emotions. So tell them a little bit about what thoughts, feelings, and emotions actually do to the body.
Well, the thing is, whenever you have a thought, feeling, and emotion, you store it in these memory banks called the barbs. And it's sort of like hitting delete file on your computer bank. It's like you delete the file and suddenly there's space for some other possibility. And the thing that's amazing about the barbs is it's like you have different experiences. Everybody has a different experience of it. I know I did a bars class one time in Pennsylvania. And the craziest woman in the class, nobody would let her work on them because they just thought she was a nut job. So I let her work on me. Because my point of view is the one person that I resist is the one person that's going to give me the most freedom. And so I let her work on me. And I got off the table and I'm walking down the hallway. And they had this maroon carpeting, which was very popular in those days. And I'm walking down the aisleway and I have white socks on. And I go, whose feet are those? Because I've been pigeon-toed my whole life. And suddenly I'm walking like a duck. I'm going, oh my God, what just happened? Because I've been to doctors, you know, surgeons who said I was going to have my femurs, you know, relocated and all kinds of stuff done. I'd been to chiropractors who said it would be a year and a half of work to change that pigeon-toed thing I had. And here I had this woman work on me for an hour and a half, and suddenly I'm no longer pigeon-toed. I'm duck-footed. That's just amazing.
Very
that's
amazing.
One of the amazing miracles that has happened for me. It's like, and I've seen miracles that happen for others. When I first started doing it, I was working on this lady who was, she was doing some kind of like chiropractic kind of thing. And she walked in and she, you know, it's like she came and she was like her third time coming. And I'm going, okay, I'm totally delusional. None of this stuff is working. And it's like, I need to call the man in the little white coats to come and get me because I'm a loony tune. And she walks in the door and she says, okay, I have to tell you something. I said, okay, what? I said, well, the first time I came to you, you did my bars, and I went back to my office, and I've been in pain for 15 years. She said, every time I sat down for longer than 5 minutes, when I stood up, my feet would hurt so bad, I thought I was going to die. After the first bar session, it all went away. I kept expecting to come back. So after the third bar session, I realized maybe it's not going to come back. And I needed to tell you that it has not come back in the last 3 weeks after the three bar sessions you did for me. And it's like, I'm very grateful. I went, cool. And I'm not as nutty and I'm not as much of a fruitcake as I think I am.
I think everybody that comes to Access thinks that in the beginning anyways.
Yeah.
So on that note, we're going to cut to our first commercial break and we'll be back in a couple minutes.
Your life, your health, your network. You're listening to Voice America Health and Wellness.
Are you tired of feeling stressed out, can't sleep, and in pain? Learn how to use vibrational medicine as your new first aid kit. While healthcare costs are climbing and there are more and more pharmaceutical side effects, there is another choice. Contact Lynn Waldrop at www.soundcolorandlightforlife.com and see how 1 hour can change your life. Depression, gout, Parkinson's, sciatica, neuropathy, surgery recovery, tennis elbow, ACL tears. You can have a quicker recovery and live the active life you've always wanted to. Visit soundcolorandlightforlife.com.
A child's readiness to learn is sometimes affected by sensory integration disorders or developmental delays. Occupational therapy interventions can help children and adults diagnosed with these challenges to move ahead at home and at school, in their work and in their play. Tune in to Focus Point Review with host occupational therapist Maureen Palmer, Fridays at 2 p.m. Eastern, 11 a.m. Pacific on Voice America Health and Wellness. You will hear how the lives of children and adults have been changed through the effective use of life-changing interventions.
The largest syndicated alternative health talk program has come to the Voice America Network. The Dr. Bob Martin Show is the program that will answer your health questions and help you to heal your own body of many different ailments. Each week, you'll hear the answers that Dr. Bob gives to his callers that help them to be their own doctor most of the time. We'll also discuss developments on the healthcare front and what you need to do to keep your body in top form. The Dr. Bob Martin Show airs Wednesday mornings at 9 a.m. Eastern, 6 a.m. Pacific on Voice America Health and Wellness.
life, your health, your network. You're listening to Voice America Health and Wellness.
You are tuned in to Good Vibrations with Lynn Waldrop. If you have a question or comment about today's program, please call 1-866-472-5792. Again, that's 1-866-472-5792. If you'd rather send an email, our email address is linsgoodvibes@att.net. Now, back to Good Vibrations. Catch the wave to better health.
Welcome back to Good Vibrations. This is your host, Lynn Waldrop. Today we have very special guest, Gary Douglas, founder of Access Consciousness. And welcome back, Gary.
Thanks, Lynn. Appreciate it.
So one of the things I wanted to talk about was the mantra of Access is all of life comes to me with ease, joy, and glory. What does that mean? I get that question a lot.
Well, it's like ease is it takes no difficulty. Joy is the place of the sense of peace and possibility. And glory is exuberant expression and abundance. And so when you ask, you know, from ease, joy, and glory, it's like things start to change. You know, it's like when I first, you know, got this information, because it was part of what I was, you know, with the channeling that I did. It's like all of life comes to me with ease, joy, and glory. And my oldest son, who's now 42, he was living at home. He was about 18. And it's like I'd had the mantra. And it's like he'd been doing drugs, sex, and rock and roll for so long that it's like he was the most out-of-control kid you've ever met in your life. And he had come home to live again. And we said, okay, the deal is you can't do drugs and you can't do alcohol. He said, okay, I won't. And so he borrowed my car, which my ex-wife gave him, which I wouldn't have, and went to the market to get some cigarettes and never showed up again. So that night, it's like I had, you know, I'd spent months calling prayer lines and hotlines and everything under the sun to try and get something to change and something to be different. So that night, I went to bed going, oh, my God, this kid, I'm going to have to kick him out in the morning, because the agreement we had was if you don't, you know, straighten up and fly right, we're going to kick you out permanently. And, of course, we didn't want to do it, but what parent does. And so that night, I went to bed going, okay, all of life comes to me with ease and joy and glory. Did I believe it? No. I just said it because I had nothing else to do. I had tried prayers. I tried calling on God. I tried calling on anybody who would listen. It's like I just had no clue what was going to change this kid's life. And I did it all night long. And about 2 o'clock in the morning, I heard this, you know, car door slam, and I thought, it's him. And I ran out to the front door, and of course, it wasn't him. And then about 4 o'clock in the morning, there was another one, and I ran from the bedroom and opened the door and went back to bed and went, all of life comes to me with ease and joy and glory. All of life comes to me with ease and joy and glory. And I said it all night long. And about 7 o'clock in the morning, I heard the door open, and he was there. I walked out, and I said, okay, kid, what's the deal? He said, you know what? I'm not going to make it unless I have a program. And he decided at that moment to do a program. Now, we'd forced him into 5 programs before that, trying to clear his drug and alcohol abuse, and it never worked. And that was the time he walked in the door after I'd said that all night long, and he went away to a drug program and got himself straight and sober.
That's fabulous. And so a lot of the stuff in Access are these, they seem like small statements that you make. They seem like it's just words, like how does it get any better than this? But they truly change the energy of everything that's going on.
Yeah. Well, you see, it's like what we try to do is get people to start to live as the question. And when you start to function from that, instead of this other weird place, what happens is you start to change things. You know, what else is possible, or how does it get any better than this, are 2 questions we give to people. It seems pretty simple, but it's like when you ask those questions, all kinds of amazing things show up in your life. There was a lady who came to, it's my favorite story of all time. This is the most dynamically different. This lady came to one of my classes in New York City, and I had taught, you know, how does it get any better than this? And she walked out the door and she found a dime in front of the elevator. And she picked it up and she goes, how does it get any better than this? And put it in her pocket. And she started walking down to the subway to take the subway home to her apartment. And she's, you know, and she found a $10 bill on the ground. She goes, wow, how's it getting better than this? And she waved down a taxi and, you know, got in a taxi. And they let her out in front of her apartment building. And she saw something shiny down in the gutter. And she picked it up. And it was a diamond bracelet. And at that point, she went, well, it can't get any better than this. And that, what occurred? If she'd asked,
that just that put the limit on it right there.
She put the cap on it. You know, okay, that's all there is. And it was interesting because it's like literally, it's people do that all the time. There was a guy here in Santa Barbara who lived on a boat in the harbor, and he goes, "Okay, so how's it getting better than this?" And he found a 50-cent piece, and he goes, "Wow, how's it getting better than this?" He's walking down to the harbor, and he got found $20 on the walkway. He goes, wow, how's it getting any better than this? You know, it's like nothing else happened that day. But the next day, he found another $20. And he goes, wow, how's it getting any better than this? And the next day, he found two $20 bills. He goes, wow, how's it getting any better than this? And the next day, he found two more $20 bills. And then, you know, it's like, and this went on for like 15 days that he would find $20 to $40 every day.
Wow.
He kept asking the question because he'd already heard the comment about, you know, it can't get any better than this now. That ends the energy you're creating. But it's like you ask a question and the universe does its best to answer you.
So you have the bars, which works on the physical body. You have all these statements that you can use to try to open things up for you. And then you also use a clearing statement. Tell them a little bit about that.
Well, the clearing statement is we ask a question. You know, like if I ask you, so what do you love about creating cancer? And most people would go, I don't. I hate creating cancer. Except that when I ask, what do you love about creating cancer, a particular energy came up. And I go, okay, so would you like to go to the point of creation of that energy that is creating the cancer? And they go, okay, fine. I go, okay, so right and wrong, good and bad, pot and pock, all nine, shorts, boys, and beyonds. So right and wrong and good and bad are what's right, good, perfect, and correct about this, what's wrong, bad, terrible, mean, vicious, and ugly about this. So that's right and wrong, good and bad. Pock and pod stands for the point of creation of whatever it is that started it. And pod stands for the point of destruction of whatever is occurring that started that. So you're going back to the beginning of the house of cards and you pulling out the bottom card, which makes the whole thing disintegrate and disappear. So it's like pock and pod is what you do there. So it's like, so that's right and wrong, good and bad, pod and pock. All nine stands for nine layers of stuff we're taking out all at the same time. Our basic point of view is, you know, it's like if you have a pile of horse shit, you know what? Somewhere in there's got to be a pony. You just got to keep digging. So we keep digging out the horse shit, hoping we'll find the pony called you someday. Even though you may think you're a horse's ass, you're actually a pony.
And that's really the biggest point, because everybody that I run into doesn't like themselves and they judge themselves and judge themselves and judge themselves. And so trying to unwind all that and allow them to see what a beautiful being they are is an amazing thing.
Well, it's always so interesting to me that people will look and they'll only see the badness of them. That's like I've told this story a million times too. When I first started traveling with Dane, who is now my business partner, and he's, you know, it's like he's this guy who is like, he's good looking, he's young, he's got a great body, he's really kind, he's a good person. And it's like, and he thinks badly of himself. And I'm going, what are you talking about? I mean, you should be the kind of guy who thinks they're better than everybody else, not the kind of guy who thinks he's worse than everybody else. So we're traveling, and I'm traveling with this other guy from Australia, who came over to study with me, and we're sharing a room, and the one guy, Raymond, gets up in the morning and he goes into the bathroom and he comes out with his, you know, his tidy whiteys on, showing all of his stuff, and no shirt and stuff. And then Dane goes into the bathroom and he comes out with a new pair of boxers and a new t-shirt on. And I went, okay, wait a minute, I gotta ask you a question. Have you ever been in a locker room? He goes, yeah. So you've been naked in front of other men? He goes, yeah. Well, look, I don't need you to take your shorts off, but what's the deal with the T-shirt? I can understand going in with your T-shirt and boxers that you slept in and stripping down and, you know, doing your shower and stuff and then coming out with a new pair of boxers, but I don't get the T-shirt. What's that about? He goes, well, it's like I have a bad body. I looked at him and I went, what the hell is he seeing? So I said, okay, so will you do me a favor? Will you take off your T-shirt and look in the mirror and tell me what you see? And he just ripped his body to shreds. And it's like, I said, wow, that's what you see? And he goes, yeah. I said, okay, so would you look at your body through my eyes? And he did. It's like he went, that's what my body looks at like? And I go, yeah, that's what your body looks like. He's never had a T-shirt on since. And you've met him. Lynn, is he a guy that needs to, like, cover his body up and hide it?
Definitely not. He's kind of the heartthrob of the group.
Exactly. You know, it's like he's the Prince Charming of access. You know, Mr. Eye Candy himself. And it's like, it is so interesting to see that this, the way he saw himself was through his judgment. And that's the thing that became real to me after that. How many people see themselves through their judgments, not through the possibilities of what can be there, and not through somebody else's point of view.
And I use that that same technique that you taught about looking through someone else's eyes for a lot of women that come to me that have really bad body issues and they're married. And it's like, does your husband feel that way? And they're like, no, he loves me. He loves my body. And I'm like, okay, can you look at yourself through his eyes? And it's such a eye-opening experience for them. They're like, wow, I don't see myself that way.
Yeah. It's like, it's bizarre because people do not see what they look like at all. And it's like, it's so amazing when they finally do. It's like, I've had some people that came, you know, have come to Access, and they are so downtrodden and they look so miserable and so unhappy. And it's like, and I go, good God, how does this person walk, talk, and chew gum?
Like, you know, I think I was one of those.
Kind of were, okay? And it's like, you've gotten cuter every time I see you, which is really bad for you, I'm sure. And it's like, well, it's just amazing to me. It's like, I'll see him like 6 months later and I don't recognize him because they've changed. So much.
And for everybody out there, that is, you know, I cannot give a better testament for Access than that. I have only been in it since October. My life has completely changed. My money has changed. My body image has changed. Every aspect of my life has changed just by using these simple tools. And I have never seen any other, I don't even like to call Access a modality. I have never seen any other program, modality, whatever word you want to use, that has ever been able to catapult me to a totally different reality in a different space than Access.
So I have a question for you.
Sure.
Okay, so is it your body image that has changed, or is your body changed too?
Both of them have changed.
I know, isn't that weird? You change your point of view and you change your body, you change your image and you change your body and you... Oh, yeah, it all changes.
And, you know, all the other modalities want to talk about it being a process. But just like some of the examples that you gave earlier, it doesn't have to be a process. That's a point of view, too. And that, you know, I demand that this change now and anything that stops me from that, you know, and use the clearing statement and boom, it just can change, you know, in front of you.
Yeah, it's always interesting to me because I see people, you know, it's like I see people all the time. It's like I'll deal with an issue. It's like all of a sudden they change right before my very eyes. And I go, wow, that's a different person. And they look like a different person. They walk like a different person. They act like a different person. And they talk like a different person. And it's like, how does that kind of change occur? I think the gift that Access is, from my perspective, is you discover you can change anything and you can change it on a dime. It's like, isn't that what we're all looking for? The ability to change anything on a dime.
Well, and speaking of a dime, one of my favorite sayings that you have is about living on the edge, not living on the head side of the coin or the tail side of the coin, the positive or negative polarity of an issue, but living on the edge.
Yeah. And the one thing I do is, like, I had lots of friends who, you know, in the olden days, they lived on the cutting edge of everything. and half of them fell off and got cut, and half of them managed to create something. I went, you know, let's try not doing the cutting edge of life, but what about the creative edge? What would it be like if you could create from the creative edge of life?
Well, on that note, we're going to take a break, but I implore each of you to go to www.accessconsciousness.com and check it out. I'll have a lot more information about the bars and other classes and list a bunch of facilitators in your area if you're interested in any classes. And we'll be back in just a minute.
Opinions, options, answers. You're listening to Voice America Health and Wellness.
Are you tired of feeling stressed out, can't sleep, and in pain? Learn how to use vibrational medicine as your new first aid kit. While healthcare costs are climbing and there are more and more pharmaceutical side effects, there is another choice. Contact Lynn Waldrop at www.soundcolorandlightforlife.com and see how 1 hour can change your life. Depression, gout, Parkinson's, sciatica, neuropathy, surgery recovery, tennis elbow, ACL tears. You can have a quicker recovery and live the active life you've always wanted to. Visit soundcolorandlightforlife.com.
Are you living your vital life? One that is showcasing you at your full potential? There are many issues that stand in the way of most people achieving their full potential. We will discuss these issues and how to overcome them each week on The Vital Life, Awakening Your Full Potential, with host Dr. Carolyn Coker Ross. Living the vital life often requires that we trust our own intuitive voice and that we view illness or life challenges as calls to action to reconnect with the deeper urges of our spirit or soul. Tune in Fridays at 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 p.m. Eastern on Voice America Health and Wellness.
What would you do if you knew that you could not fail? The Dr. Pat Show with Dr. Pat Basile is a radio forum for some of the world's most influential people in the fields of health, wellness, and human potential. Dr. Pat brings together and introduces visionary scientists and futurists, environmentalists, educators, business leaders, inventors, filmmakers, authors, artists, mystics, and healers who inspire and support individual and collective growth and positive cultural shifts. This award-winning radio show empowers the listening community to be the change they want to see in the world. Tune in every Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific for the Dr. Pat Show with Dr. Pat Basile, radio to thrive by.
Opinions, options, answers. You're listening to Voice America Health and Wellness.
You are tuned in to Good Vibrations with Lynn Waldrop. If you have a question or comment about today's program, please call 1-866-472-5792. Again, that's 1-866-472-5792. If you'd rather send an email, our email address is linsgoodvibes@att.net. Now, back to Good Vibrations. Catch the wave to better health.
Welcome back to Good Vibrations. This is your host, Lynn Waldrop. Today we have Gary Douglas, founder of Access Consciousness. And we're talking about some of the different tools that Access offers. And one of the ones that I wanted to talk about that really has had a huge impact on my life is being in allowance versus acceptance. I think my whole life I was in acceptance or in resistance. And now I've moved to allowance. And gosh, it has just totally turned my life around. So can you talk about that a little bit?
Yeah. You know, it's like the thing is that it's like you've got a choice in life. You can either align and agree with the point of view, which is the positive polarity, or you can resist and react to the point of view, which is a negative polarity. And it's like if you're in acceptance, you're resistant and reacting, or you're aligning and agreeing, one of the two. And it's like what you do is then you go along with the crowd. And it's like you know somehow you're not, you know, like everybody else. You know that you don't want to be like everybody else. You know you don't want to do what everybody else does. But somehow you go into that acceptance of, I got to either align and agree or I've got to resist and react. And it's like the way I describe it is, allowance is you're an interesting, everything's an interesting point of view. And you're the rock in the middle of the stream. And the stream of polarity, the positive and negative, comes at you, goes around you, and you still get to be the rock in the stream. Because you don't have to change you according to somebody else's point of view. And it's like that thing of aligning, agreeing, or resisting, reacting is sort of the place that we've been entrained in this reality to live our lives as though that's the only choice we've got. And that's not real choice. And, you know, most everybody who's done any kind of metaphysical stuff has been told that this is a free will universe, except you don't feel like you got free will. You don't feel like you have infinite choice. You're more attuned to the no choice universe as though that's what you have to choose from, is which no choice do I get today? Sort of like electing, you know, political figures. Who do you got to choose from? Okay, so who's the least worst? Not who would be the best.
Very true. And the other one that was huge for me was significance. It was amazing to me when I started to really be aware of what things I gave such significance to that they were more important than me as a being. Can you talk about that a little bit?
Yeah, the thing is that it's like, you know, it's like, what do you make significant? You know, it's like you make one of the rules of access. Well, it's not a rule. It's actually, we have these things we call the Ten Commandments. It's a joke, folks. It's not like the Ten Commandments from the Bible. But it's like we made a joke out of it because there happened to be 10 of them. So, oh, the 10 commandments of access. And one of them is no form, no structure, and no significance. If you don't give anything form, structure, or significance, then it can only be an interesting point of view. And you look at it as an interesting point of view, a different possibility shows up. And when I was a kid, my mother used to say to me all the time, it would say about me in front of others, Gary will never have any money, gives it all away to his friends. And it's like, so I grew up believing I could never have money because I had to give it all away to my friends. So I was always looking for who I could give it to, not how could I have it. And it's like anywhere we buy those points of view that we buy from others. And because I, you know, love my mom, she was an awesome person and she was as kind as anybody ever met in my life. It's like I went, okay, so how do I do this different? You know, what's really possible here? And I started to undo that place where I'd bought her point of view. See, I had aligned and agreed with her point of view that I couldn't have money. And if I had money, I had to give it away to all my friends. So it's like I would let people use and abuse me nonstop so that I wouldn't have no money in order to make my mother's point of view correct. It's like, where have you bought that somebody else's point of view about you and the way you deal with money is your point of view when it actually isn't? And everything that is, times a godzillion, we just run and create it all. Right and wrong, good and bad, pot and pock, all nine shorts, boys and beyonds. So there's the clearing statement. And what I just did is I asked that energy to come up about where you bought other people's points of view. And then I asked it to go to the point of creation so it could erase and go away. And you don't have to be the effect of it anymore.
And so I'm a vibrational therapist, so I do sound and color therapy. So one of the things that was absolutely amazing to me when I took your first class was that you said we were acoustical beings, and I had never heard that from anybody other than, you know, my very small group of vibrational therapists in the world. So can you talk a little bit about your perceptive on being an acoustical being?
Well, it's like acoustical being is a wavelength. Okay, and that's really more what we are. And what we try to do is define ourselves by the magnetic precepts of this reality. And it's like I am always amazed at how many people try to align and agree with or resist and react to the points of view here to determine what their point of view is. Most people, to choose for themselves, have to choose against somebody else. They don't just get to choose anything. They have to choose against in order to have a sense that they are choosing for them. Is that really where we need to live? Is that really what's necessary? Is that really what has to happen? What would it be like if we changed our point of view and started to see from a different point of view altogether? And that's what access is about, finding a different point of view to live from so you can have a different life.
So can you tell them what the percentages of the thoughts and feelings and emotions that they feel in a day are actually theirs? Because that was another huge tool.
98% of your thoughts, feelings, and emotions don't belong to you. You are a psychic SpongeBob or SpongeBobette, and you pick it up from everybody else. You actually are, as an acoustical being, you have a level of awareness, a vibrational capacity of awareness that few people on the planet can have. What would it be like if you were willing to have that at all times? What would it be like if you were willing to be that at all times? Now, we've all had the experience of, you know, like thinking about somebody and they call, or thinking about somebody and you run into them, or you call somebody and they go, oh, I was just thinking about you. And it's like, that's because that, as an acoustical being, we have those kind of connections. It's the sort of the quantum entanglements. It's like literally the string theory that everything is connected to everything else. And it's like you as an acoustical being are a wavelength. You as an electrical being must define yourself by the positive or negative charge that you have between you and your body and the rest of the world. Not exactly the greatest choice we can make.
And that's key, because a lot of people, even when they first get into access, they're all happy about making all these choices, but then they still try to turn around and judge the choice they made. So making choices and making choices for you rather than choices based off everybody else is key, but then not judging whatever that choice is also just as important.
It's imperative. It was like I was doing a 7-day one time in Texas, and there was a lady there who was 67 years old. And she goes, I said, well, how about changing this point of view? And she goes, I can't do that. I go, why? My mother would never approve. I'm going, you're 67? And she goes, yes. I found out later she was lying. She was 72. And you're 67 years old. How old is your mother? Oh, she died. When? 20 years ago.
Oh, my goodness.
You're 67 years old, and you're still trying to live your life from what your mother would approve of? When do you give that up? Why don't you start looking at what you would like instead of what you think your mom would like? And she literally had spent her life living her life for her mother's point of view, and her mother was already dead. I don't know. Personally, I just think that's a little crazy. But that's my point of view.
But that's the kind of convoluted thinking a lot of us have. I mean, it may not look exactly that way, but I run across that every day, this convoluted thinking that it's craziness, but it's how we operate.
Yeah. Well, it's like the thing is, we're always trying to avoid judgment. It's like, it's weird. It's like one of the things I talk about in Access is like, if you're willing to receive the judgment and have no point of view about the judgment, you gain $5,000 that year for having received that judgment. And every time you resist the judgment, try to avoid it, try not to have it, try not to create it. Anything you do to avoid it, you actually diminish your income by $10,000 a year. So, you know, it's like it's my incentive for people to receive judgment without a point of view.
So Access has all these verbal processes where they use the clearing statement and use these other statements as well as doing the bars. But Access also has some really yummy body processes in body classes that people can take. And they are just, the body just really absorbs them. And it's just like they're so happy to receive them, because most, I find that a lot of my clients aren't ever touched, and they might not even like to be touched. So this kind of opens them all up. Can you talk a little bit about the body processes?
Well, it's like what we discovered with the body processes is basically what it boils down to. Bodies do like to be touched, number one. But number two, it's like we're taught not to touch our bodies ever. We're taught that it's wrong to touch a body unless you're going to have sex with them. We're taught that it's wrong to, you know, to actually use our energies to contribute to somebody. And it's like, and yet there's this place where you get a hug sometimes from somebody and you go, oh my God, that feels good. It's like, it's a freaking hug. So it's like 30 seconds or a minute at the most. And it's like, why don't we have more of that? And one of the things I had for years when I'd gone to these metaphysical things, they always talked about you're an infinite being and your body is a pile of debris. It's just a piece of meat that you need to wear around. I kept going, why does that not feel good to me? And it's like finally I realized, oh, it doesn't feel good because it's not true. It's like that which is light is always right. That which is heavy is always a lie. And so you got to look from those places, because when you buy into a lie, it's like all you do is weigh yourself down and make yourself wrong for it. So what we've discovered is that the body, too, needs as much assistance as the being, because the body could be an acoustical being as much as the being can. And when you start to function with your body in a more acoustical place, it's like all of a sudden it becomes a wavelength that moves through life instead of something that gets slammed by other people's energies all the time. And, you know, a whole lot of you have experienced the idea of, you know, my body feels slammed, or I feel terrible when I go to this kind of party, or I don't like to talk to these kind of people, or about 800 other things. But none of it has anything to do with being aware of what you and your body actually have as a capacity. And you got to get that your body has an acoustical vibration as much as you, the being, do. And what we keep trying to do is find the polarity that makes us fit in this reality, and it doesn't work.
So tell them a little bit about the different types of classes and maybe a little bit about Dane as well and his ESB, just to kind of give them a little taster of what they can expect from Access.
Well, we just reorganized Access today. You're the
You are always changing, Gary.
I know. I always change everything because it's like, you know, it's like I get bored easy. What can I tell you? And all of you get bored easy might enjoy Access because you can't get bored in Access. Anyway, never mind. So one of the things we had begun to realize, Dane has been doing this class called Being You, Changing the World. And it's a dynamic class that he teaches, and it sort of gives this amazing overview of all the things Access is capable of. And we used to try and get people to do BARS Foundation Level 1 because we knew that would give them the freedom that they were looking for and the change that they wanted in their lives. But convincing them of it was not easy because they were not able to see how or what would occur. So from now on, the beginning class on Access is going to be sort of the introductory to Access is called Being You, Changing the World. And it's, you know, he wrote a book to that title, which is just an awesome book. If you get a chance to read it, please do. It will give you such freedom. And, you know, it's like I'm saying it. For the main reason is I see how beautiful a job he did on creating something that gives people a freedom that I'm trying to create too, but it's like I didn't have as much luck as he did, or I wasn't as good a writer, whatever. But it's like it's an amazing book. Check it out. Find it if you can. You can go to accessconsciousness.com and look at the bookstore, and it's available there. So the other thing is that, you know, so we're going to do the Being You, Changing the World. Then the next class is called BARS, and that's where you learn how to delete the files in your computer bank. Foundation is how you start to unlock the immutable laws of this reality that you live by, as though you can't change things. And level one is about beginning to see how there's a different way of creating in the world. Then there's level two and level three. Level two and level three are about unlocking you for more of what you don't think you can change and moving you to the place where you become the permeable laws of consciousness, which is where you begin to see the possibilities of what you're capable of and start to create a totally different reality for you and everybody around you. And then there's the body classes, which, you know, it's like, if you're just completely insane, you won't do them. If you're smart, you will, because it's like it gives you a sense of peace with your body that nothing else does. Then we have the ESB, which is the Energetic Synthesis of Being, which is another Dane class. And he shows people how to be with their body from an energetic point of view that is so phenomenal. It will kick your butt. And you will come away with all kinds of differences. And then we have the Advanced Body Class, which, Lynn, you just completed that this weekend. How was that for you?
It was one of the most incredible experiences I've ever had.
Yeah.
And everybody else that I talked to in the class felt the same way. In fact, the next one that you teach is in Australia, and everybody's like, okay, I have to find a way to get to Australia now so I can take it again.
Yeah. Well, that's the most amazing gift of Access is like, I had a lady who, you know, her job ended, so she decided she was going to follow me around doing the level twos and threes. And she said, okay, at the end of the 10th one that she'd come to in a row, she said, you know what? You always used to say that, you know, every one of them was different. And she said, here's $10. Because the rule in access, if you hear me say something and you think I'm full of shite, then you have to give me a dollar. And so she gave me $10. She said, every single solitary class has been totally different. I said, yeah, it's different based on the people who show up. It's like the people who come to the class change the class. You, each one of you, is a valuable product in the world, primarily because you know something that nobody else does. Please come and play with us so we can find out what you know that will set everybody else free, because that's the purpose of Access, setting the entire world free to create a different possibility.
Thank you so much, Gary. On that note, we need to end, but I appreciate it, and it's been a wonderful wonderful show. What you've shared with everybody is just incredible, and I really encourage as many people as possible to check out www.accessconsciousness.com. It has set me free and changed my life, and I hope that it can do the same for you. Thank you, and I hope you have a healthy week.
Thank you again for joining us for Good Vibrations, Catch the Wave to Better Health. We hope you'll tune in again next week, Tuesday at noon Pacific Time, 3 p.m. Eastern Time, for another edition with your host, Lynn Waldrop, on the Voice America Health and Wellness Channel. Have a good and healthy week.
Thanks again for listening to the preceding program, brought to you on the Voice America Health and Wellness Channel. For more information about our network and to check out additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit voiceamericahealth.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live internet talk radio. Visit voiceamerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the preceding program are strictly those of the host or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.